is rising up in miniature mountains and falling in the valleys that it creates. Little leaves scatter the ground, creating bridges between the mounds. The ground has so many tiny crater-like holes, it looks like a brown moon. A woodpecker knocks on the tree, waiting for an answer. Apparently, nobody inside the giant tree wants to respond. Minuscule stones litter the river bottom. Skimming across the top of the 42-degree water, above the petals, a bug moves cautiously from each reflection the trees create. Across the river, away from the bug, there are some plants with a reddish tinge to them. They give off a strange blood-red light. Near the plants, a family of robins are hopping close to the bank. A dray, a big bundle of leaves that is a squirrel's nest, shows no sign of life except for a small bird that is fluttering between the branches. I think that the birds have forgotten how to fly, even though it's a short winter with barely any snow. Several bugs, quite like the one on the water, perhaps even the same, crawl over the dark, muddy ground. As bugs start to poke out from the not-so-bitter winter, the grass has begun to peek into the world again. It isn't completely green, but more so than it was before. A spider web stretches between two thin gray branches, but no spider is in sight. It shimmers slightly in the sun that is warming up the air to 48 degrees, a sure sign that a warm spring is coming soon.